Auto repair recall notices have become part of the background noise of modern life, easy to overlook or disregard, even when they apply to a vehicle in your driveway or garage. And that, says Chris Miller, is a problem.
We've had over 150 million recalled vehicles in the last 3 years, and there's about 63 million on the road today with unperformed recall. So about a quarter of the vehicles that are on U.S. roads have a safety defect of some kind that needs to be repaired.
Miller is the CEO of a new Bay Area company called Recall Masters, which is out to bring those numbers down. He says it's a matter of public safety.
There's some sort of mechanical defect in 80% of cases, or an emissions-related defect that is going to result in injury to the driver or passengers or other drivers on the road. And that's really where an apathetic response on behalf of consumers is not helping the situation. And drivers need to understand they're not just putting themselves and their passengers at risk, but other drivers on the road. If you've got a problem like your vehicle stalls in the middle of an intersection when you're trying to make a left turn, now you're going to put this oncoming traffic at risk as well.
The owners of those cars may not know there is a recall affecting them, especially for older vehicles that have changed hands multiple times, or they may not care. Regardless, Miller's company has deployed a big data approach to finding out who and where they are.
We've got a process we call digital forensics where we mine millions and millions of transactions to figure out who's currently driving a given vehicle, where they live, try to text them, call them, email them, and bring them in for that repair service. We also have a nonprofit site called motorsafety.org where all this recall information we collect from the manufacturers is available for consumers to check their vehicle to see if it's affected by a recall and get redirected to a local dealership in their area that can fix that problem.
Recall repairs are done only by authorized dealers for auto manufacturers, but the costs are borne by the automaker, not the car owner. And Recall Masters is proactive and persistent about urging that the work gets done.
We're very good at tracking down all these secondary, third, fourth, fifth owners of vehicles, especially these older model year vehicles that are even more dangerous on the road, and sending people text messages, emails, phone calls, direct mail, whatever it takes, 12 different points of communication over a two-month period to bring them into those dealerships.
Just in case you're wondering why we're telling you all this here in Sonoma County, Miller says there are at least a million cars on Bay Area roads with open recalls still pending, and the chances are quite good that at least one of them may pass you today on our local roads.
Santa Rosa's got about 100,000 recalled vehicles on the road. And whether it's a transmission failure, something with the doors opening, problem with the seatbelts latching properly, obviously the Takata airbag is half the recalls that are out there. That's a big number.
To find out if a car you own is among them, all you need is its unique 17-digit vehicle identification number, or VIN, which can be found
on your vehicle registration card. It's going to be on your insurance card. It's going to be on the inside of your door jamb or under your windshield. And you can enter that into motorsafety.org, which is a nonprofit site we've set up specifically to open up all this information we have to consumers and help tell them about open recalls, inform them on parts availability, the level of difficulty, amount of time it takes to repair, and then direct them to a local authorized dealership in their area.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.